Rabbi tells us in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, we're holding by Sif Katan Kuf Hey. Sif Katan Kuf Hey. We're going to read the words of the Mechaber just to remind us that we're discussing here. And we discussed three different scenarios. I'll just give the case again. We have three different scenarios. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Yud Aleph, Bein Chametz Shenisarev Kodin Pesach, whether you have Chametz that get mixed up before Pesach, Va'avar Lava Pesach, and this Chametz was in your possession during Pesach, Bein Shenisarev Pesach, whether this Chametz got mixed up on Pesach, and then it was in your possession on Pesach, which we all know you cannot have Chametz in your possession on Pesach, Bein She'avar HaPesach, Ala Chametz, V'Nisarev L'Achar Pesach, or you had Chametz in your possession, a whole Pesach, which you're not allowed to have, and then after Pesach, this chametz got mixed up with other chametz. The halacha is, in all these scenarios, batel b'shishim, it's batel b'shishim. If you have 60 times more opposite this chametz, that was chametz she'over alav Pesach, which means chametz that was in your possession during Pesach, then it's batel b'shishim, and that food is permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Hey, that's 105 in English edition. This whole discussion is if I have, everything we just discussed is if I have two liquids that got mixed up, or a yavesh, a dry item, with a wet, with a liquid. So what does it mean, lach balach? Example of lach balach means if I have beer, which is chametzik, that got mixed up with wine. That's one example. The shear ba'alma continues the Mishnah Berurah b'noisin tam. The shear in general is b'noisin tam, which means if it's a ratio of 1 to 60, if I have 60 more of non-chametz, then that little chametz is nullified. It's like it's not there. Afilu chad b'trei, even the ratio of 1 to 2, if I have 1 of chametz and 2 of non-chametz, it's bottle. It's also nullified. Midoraisa from the Torah law. Mutter lachar Pesach b'achilo, and then it's mutter after Pesach. You're allowed to eat it. So the case was once again I had chametz. That was chametz shavu lava Pesach, which means that I didn't sell it, and I had it in my possession. And then this chametz got mixed up with other foods, whether it's before Pesach, on Pesach, or after Pesach. If it's a ratio of 1 to 60, or even 1 to 2, it's mutter l'achar Pesach, even to eat it. You're allowed to eat it even. With that, one should know, the boifin basra should see her mechaber, shenisarev l'achar Pesach, u'matzich gam boishishim. In the last scenario that the mechaber gave us, what was the last case? The last case was where I had chametz in my possession the whole Pesach, and after Pesach, that chametz got mixed up with, well, it's not Pesach anymore, but non-chametz stick of food. Or food that was not chametz shavu lava Pesach. Okay? Let's clarify this point. I have flour, a bag of flour, chametz of flour, that I should have got rid of, which I didn't. And then it got mixed up with flour that was not a problem because it was not chametz shavu lava Pesach. Which was sold? The second bag. Yes. Yeah, it was sold or you just bought it brand new. Many scenarios. So, we also need a ratio of 1 to 60 to nullify it. That's according to the Torah. However, many Paiskim disagree and they hold, whether it's min b'min, which means two items of the same like, which you have in the sheet number 10, or min b'she'ena minoi, or two unsimilar, it's not the similar items. The Rubasagi, all you need is majority wins, 2 to 1. You don't need 60. You don't need a ratio of 1 to 60. The Loikonsu Lesser Betarubis Lachar Pesach Kishahet Rabolov. After Pesach, when you have a majority over the minority, Chazal did not say you have to have 60 times more. 60 times more is much more than a ratio of 1 to 2. So this whole aspect is a knas, it's a fine. What does it mean it's a fine? Chazal did not want you to have chametz in your possession on Pesach. If you had the chametz in your possession on Pesach, Chazal said it's a knas. What's a knas? It's a fine. We're saying that you can't use it. But now, this chametz that was in your possession on Pesach got mixed up with food that was not in your possession on Pesach. So, it got mixed up. Means that you did it by mistake, right? We just said you don't want to do it. So, what we're saying now is that this chametz is permissible in the ratio of 1 to 2. It's less than the ratio of 1 to 60. Because of achrayim, divamakom hefsed meruba, in the case of hefsed meruba, a great loss, or yishas adchak, or a time of necessity, need, one can rely on the lenient opinion that you don't need a ratio of 1 to 60, majority will win, of 1 to 2 even. Now, we're saying here, Sifkot and Kuf Vav, let's read the Ramah. The Ramah says, Upakos Mishishim Sagile Bashtochas Anasa Isir Liyam HaMelach. If it's less than a ratio of 1 to 60, Upakos Mishishim, it's enough to throw Hashlochas Anas HaIsir, throw the benefit, the value, the gain that one would get from this Isir, throw it out to the sea. Let's explain what this means. The Ramah is telling us another leniency that exists in this case. Let's say a person benefited with this chametz shavar lav Pesach, the chametz that was in your possession on Pesach, which was not allowed to happen. And then it got mixed up with other foods. Let's say it's $5 worth of chametz shavar lav Pesach. Take that $5, the value of that chametz shavar lav Pesach, and get rid of that $5. Then you're permitted to derive benefit from all of it. In what case? If you don't have a ratio of 1 to 60. If it's pachas mishishim, if it's not bottle, if it's not nullified, if that $5 worth of chametz, we'll call it flour, is not nullified because you don't have a ratio of 1 to 60, there's another eitzah, another way to be able to eat this food. You take the $5 worth of value and you get rid of it. Let's see the Mishnah Sif Katan Kuf Vav, 106 in the English. Sagile, all you have to do is get rid of that value of the chametz. Mutter ali deize af bachila. And then you can even eat this food. Why is that? Because you're not eating any iser. You got rid of the iser. Whatever was forbidden, you got rid of. The daf gaboy even shlishi should see hamechaber. Now, this case that you could just take the value of that chametz, the $5 worth of chametz, shavu lava pesach, and get rid of it, that's only in the last case that we had three cases. The Hainu Shin is Arev L'Achar Pesach. In the case that you had Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach, Chametz that was in your possession on Pesach, that got mixed up after Pesach with other flour in this example. Aval in the Sarev Koidim HaPesach V'Koshki in Toicha Pesach, but if the Chametz got mixed up on Pesach or before Pesach, the Avar al HaTarubis b'Bal Yiroah, then a person transgresses in the Isser of Bal Yiroah with this mixture. Then Eine Mutter L'Achar Pesach Alidei Pidyon, then this attempt to permit the food would not be able to be used by redeeming the value of this $5 worth of Isser and getting rid of that $5. Ela B'Hanav L'Oi B'Achila, you'd only be permitted to derive benefit from it, which means that you can sell it, but you cannot eat this chametz. Shavalava Pesach. The tam chametz ketoim, because ketoim, because the taste of the chametz he is still eating, he's still tasting. Now, isa shnischamsa b'shimrei sheichar shavalava Pesach. Dough shnischamsa that became chametz b'shimrei sheichar with the shmarim, the sediments of beer. Shavalava Pesach. You had dough that became chametz dik through the sediments of beer that was over lava Pesach, afal pi sheyesh bo shishim neged hashmarim, asur afil b'ano. Even though you have 60 times more dough opposite that chametz dik sediments from the beer, we're more machmir and we're saying the dough is also even b'ano. You cannot derive benefit from this dough. You cannot even sell this dough and get money out of it. The shmarim have a davra ha'maimid v'loy batal afil b'alef. There's another rule which we discussed which is called a maimed. Maimed is that you need this ingredient to be there. Without it there, it would not work. It would not hold this dough together. So we don't say, when it comes to a maimed, literally maimed means to stand. When it comes to a maimed, an integral ingredient, it's not nullified, even the ratio of 1 to 1,000. Okay? Tavikilu kulo iser, and it's like the whole thing is usr. I will take a question in a second, just want to finish this. In the case of a hesed meruba, in the case of a hesed meruba, a great loss, let's say is very valuable, this amount of dough, I'm not talking $10 worth of dough, I'm talking maybe hundreds of dollars worth of dough, that got formed with the sediments of this chametz de kabir. So if you take the value of the iser, you throw that out, then you can derive benefit from the rest. You can also sell it to a non-Jew. You should only get money from the non-Jew for the value of the dough that does not include the chametz tikka sediments from the beer. Mut, we'll take a question when you finish this. Mut litein usoy chayayin chaylev chito or chaylev or cholav behema kishayesh shishim kinegdoi lesakno ishiyat solul. Let's just finish the words and I'll explain the interesting case. Da'af im yishkach v'yoichal leka yisura kevin shekvar nisbatel v'ein kan mishum mevatel isachat chila kevin shein kavanos levatel rak l'sakin hayayin. A person is permitted, this is the case, a person is permitted to take, to put inside the wine chelev chita, which means it could be the whey. What's it called in the English edition? They call it the wheat starch, or chalav behema, or a drop of milk from the animal. You could put it in your wine. Now, wine is parif. Last I checked, wine is parif. So I can put this into my wine when I have. And why do you want to put in the wine? Because it enhances the taste of the wine. I wouldn't try it today. We don't know how to do this stuff. Unless you do, I don't. You want to make the wine taste better. We're not concerned that you might drink this wine that has a little milk in it with meat, or you might drink it on Pesach and there's a little of that chametz tikka starch in there, that from the chita, from the grain, from the wheat. Why? Because the avim yishkach v'yoychal leke isura kevin shekivar nisbatel. Because even if a person will forget and have a drink of this wine that had a drop of milk in there, it's already nullified. The milk is nullified because of the ratio of 1 to 60 in this wine. Now we have another question though that Mishnah Berurah deals with. The question is, what about, we discussed yesterday, ein mevatel isra chadchil, I cannot go and put a little drop of milk in my chalent and then put more meat and beans and make it nullified. I can't do that. You can't go ahead and nullify the forbidden of food. So how come over here we could do that? So we're saying it's not a problem because it's not a forbidden food. You're not transgressing, violating the isser of not nullifying a forbidden food. Because your intention is not to nullify the milk in the wine. You want to make the wine taste better. Some people put milk in their tea. You put milk in your wine. You want to enjoy the taste. You want to make it taste better. Now, therefore, the person does not transgress the iser of being vatel iser lechatchila. Okay, that was Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Aleph. Now let's finish Simen Taf Mem Zayin. I know what everybody's thinking. We deserve a seam after this. Right? Okay. Let's see Sif Yud Beis. Chametz Nuksha. We've discussed Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha means imperfect chametz, which means it's not 100% bona fide chametz. Chametz Nuksha. Afilu be'ene, which means even if it's still recognizable. Einoi Aser. It's not usher Bahana, you can derive benefit from this after Pesach. Baha Pidiush, which is Chametz Gomer, what it has, they translate that? They translate that word in English?
Noodles.
Noodles. Okay, noodles. Noodles, which we all know is Chametz Gomer. Vasurim Bahana Achar Pesach. If these are noodles, which are Chametz Gomer, so they are forbidden to get benefit from it after Pesach. Hagol, the Rama says, Yesh Nimnoin Lischoik Ala Shulchan Im Kalofim Hanikroim Kartin BePesach. There are those who refrain from playing with cards at the table on Pesach. The Choshishin Shema Yipol Mi Chametz Nuksha Shebehen L'Soich Meichel. They're concerned maybe some Chametz Nuksha will fall into the food. It seems like these carton, which I believe are cards, were made with some Chametz Nuksha. And there's a concern that the Chametz Nuksha will come and fall into the food. So there are those who don't play these card games by the table. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Zayin. Eini Aser Bahana. It's not Aser Bahana. Mibnei Shalai Avar Al Issa Shel Teira Loiken Suach Chachamim. This Chametz Nuksha is the Derabanan. It's not a Deraisa. So it goes down a level. Therefore, since it goes down a level, the Chachamim did not answer the nation like Avar Al Issa Teira, since the person did not transgress an Issa Deraisa, like Konsul Chachamim, the Chachamim did not find the person. Because of Magen Avram, the Magen Avram says, Duadei na'afilo ba'achilo shara, even ba'achilo is permissible. Ach, now once again, this Chametz Nuksha is not so edible. It's not really so edible. But we're saying it would be permitted, one would be permitted to eat it. Ach, mibnei shen nuksha eino roi la'achilo. But this, that nuksha is not roi la'achilo, l'ficha chenoker hana. That's why it says hana. Right, he says here himself, normally we're not going to eat this Chametz Nuksha. That's why he says you'll get hana, but you would be permitted to eat it also. Most achrenim hold, no, you are not permitted to eat this Chametz Nuksha. Because at the end of the day, it has the status of Chametz Shavar Alav Pesach. Sifkot and Kufches. We'll finish the simin with this Sifkot. Shema Yipol, we should not play these card games by the table that was, these cards were somehow formed with this Chametz Nuksha. But the Eved, if a person did play with these carton by the table, Im Nafol, if the Eved Im Nafol, the Yesh Shishim T'Kenegdo, and you have a ratio of 1 to 60 opposite this Chametz Nuksha, Yesh Deyos Ben Achreinim Im Oyser Ben Mashu, then is a question that if we should be more machmir and strict and say that it's usur because of the isur of chametz on Pesach of the smallest amount. Or do we say that it's batal b'shishim? Vayin l'el simin mishnah berurah sif katan tezvav. Look earlier for a clarification on that topic. V'lishoysoy ad l'achar ha-Pesach, and to keep it until after Pesach, l'kul yal mishari. Everyone will say it's permissible. So we just finished Baruch Hashem, Simen Tafim Zayin. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will start the halachas of Din Chametz She'over Lava Pesach, of Chametz that was in your possession on Pesach. There's a question that's brought down in the very lengthy Shari Tshuva, where, if you take a look at this next Sif Gimel over there, it's around 5-6 pages in the Mishnah Berurah, turning the pages. One question that's brought down in the Shari Tshuva is, let's say you have a non-Jew steals comments from you. There's a question brought down. And then, on Pesach, he wants to do tshuva. So what does he do? He throws it back in your possession. Says, here, keep it. Wait, and you're thinking, wait a minute, I don't want this now. What's the story with this chametz? It's just one little question. Chametz shavu lav Pesach. We'll stop here.